Stargazer Tom. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our tiny planet and what we can look for in our dark island skies. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips and see what's happening. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. For this week's stargazers, we have Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn visible in our morning skies. Now, all of these planets are very bright and easy to spot just before sunrise. Now, the moon this week is going to be passing through its new moon phase, which of course means lovely dark skies for us here in the islands. Perfect. Stargazing.
I don't know that they'll be dark enough to see the recently discovered cluster of galaxies on the edge of the universe.
So this week we are traveling to the distant reaches of the universe to discover a monster cluster of galaxies known quite catchily as IDCS1426, another one of those remarkably catchy names. Now, this cluster of galaxies contains so much material that it weighs in at over 250 trillion times the mass of the Sun, a truly epic galactic cluster.
And how did they weigh such a large thing?
Well, they made observations using the Chandra X-ray Observatory. This is a space telescope, and it was backed up by the Hubble Space Telescope and the Infrared Spitzer Telescope. Now, combining data from all three, they were able to estimate physical characteristics, such as how much mass was in there, but they still can't figure out just how many galaxies are there. That's going to take some repeat observations.
A lot of stuff inside each of those, too.
It certainly is.
And what else makes it special?
Well, we've seen galactic clusters before. It's not really anything new to us, but this particular one is so distant, it contains some of the earliest galaxies formed not long after the Big Bang that created our universe. And so by studying these galaxies, we can determine why our universe is the way it is today. That's what makes them uniquely special.
Got to put a radio telescope on it, see if there's any interesting broadcasts.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because repeat observations may be made by the telescopes atop Mauna Kea. It's quite possible that because of this interesting discovery, several of those telescopes will turn towards these galaxies and perhaps take a peek inside to see what's going on.
We'll have to get a follow-up on that other one where SETI was listening to it recently.
That's distant Tabby star, yes, and we'll be following up on that sometime hopefully in early 2016.
It's Christopher Phillips and another exciting Stargazer report. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.